Welcome back, everybody. Domin Yomi tuned up to Daf Tzadi Chesam Beis 98B, and we're on the top of Daf Tzadi Chesam Beis. The Gemara starts with a brisa about the boards that were there in the Mishkan. So, Tana Rabbanan Rabbi starts with brisa. Krashim Milo Matan Ovion Ama. So, on the bottom, these boards were thick on the bottom of them. Umil Malan Kalim Hochan Adke Etzba. But on the top of it, they tapered off gradually until they were as thin as an etzba. So, it was more thick on the bottom and then thinner on top. Shenem Are Yusami Mal Rosho, because the Pasuk says Yusami Mal Rosho by the Mishkan. And it also says, when talking about Yoshua splitting the Arden, it says that it was cut off, Tamu, that they came to an end and were cut off. So we see that it was tapering off as it went towards the top, because it uses this language of Tamu. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemiah says he disagrees, and this is the main machlokas of the Amud. Kishem shemil matan ovyonama, kach mil malan ovyonama. Shenemar yachdav. Just as the bottom of the boards were thick at the base in Amma, thick at the base, so too it was the same thing by the top. It stayed consistent, Shenemar Yachtav, because it says together that it was the same on the bottom as it was on top. As the Gemara of Haksiv Tamim, but what does Rabbi Nechemiah do with the fact that it says Tamim, which seemed to imply, as we said from the Pasuk by Yoshua, that it was cut off by the top? So no, Ahu Delesu Shleimin V'lo Lesu Denisra. So this is just talking about the fact that they were whole boards as opposed to little pieces of boards that were stuck together. That's what it means by Tamim, just referring to the fact that they were complete. Of Idach Nami Haksiv Yachtav. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the fact that it says Yachtav together, which implies that the board's dimensions were the same from top to bottom? So the Gemara answers, Ahu Delo Lishal Finhu Mehadadi. No, rather what that's teaching us is just that yachtav, they should be together, that they should be all aligned together, but not necessarily teaching me about how it was on the top or the bottom. Now comes the Gemara and asks based on the different sheetahs. So Bishlam Olman Dharma Kim Shim Olmatan Ovyanama Kach Milman Ovyanama. So it makes sense if we're going to hold like Rabbi Nechemiah that it was the same on the top and the bottom in Amathek. So now it makes sense what the Pasuk tells us when the Pasuk tells us that the western end of the Mishkan, you shall make six boards. Ushne Krashim Tasalim Kutzos. And two of the boards you shall make for the corners of the Mishkan at the end. Asay Pussy the Hane, because now the width of these two corner boards come, and it fills the thickness of these end of the boards at the western end by the northern and southern wall. So this now hangs over in that capacity. But according to the one who said that it tapers off gradually and becomes only like an etzba by the top of the boards, if we were to hold that it goes and tapers off by the top, then it wouldn't fit evenly because this wall is going to kind of be bending in and then the corners are going to protrude in and it wouldn't fit evenly, so it wouldn't make any sense. It seems like they must be the same thickness of the Amma on top and bottom, like Rav Nechemiah and Shizgamar. No, deshafilu kiturin. No, rather they would be evened out in a bit of a different way. It would be, they would taper them off like a mountain and they would kind of figure out a way to make it even without that. Now the Gemara goes and elaborates on another thing about the walls of the Mishkan. So Vabriach Vatichon Bisocha Krashim. The Pasuk tells us that the middle bar inside the boards would go from end to end. Tana b'neis haya omed, that this middle bar was positioned miraculously. That's how it was able to stand up. Tosos here disagrees. But okay, let's keep going on in the Gemara. So now the Gemara tells us more ramifications of this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah about the thickness of the boards in terms of the Mishkan board. So Vesa Mishkan Tasa Er Siriyos. The Pasuk tells us that you should make for the Mishkan, you should spread 10 panels over it. Orech ha-yiriya ha-achas shmona v'esrim ba'ama. And the length of one of these panels was 28 amos. And the Pasuk goes on to tell us that the width was 4 amos. So Shadei or kayu lefusya the Mishkan. So now when you place the length of these panels across the Mishkan, when you would put it on the Mishkan, Kamahavya, so how much was the spread of each panel? So Esrin Usmane. So it would be 28 Amos. So Dal Asar Ligra, Pashalu Tesha Lahagisa Vitesha Lahagisa. So we said the length of this was 28 amos. Then you go and subtract 10, which was the roof of the Mishkan, the inner width of the Mishkan. So it was the roof. So now you have 18 left. And then you would put 9 on the northern side, 9 on the southern side to go ahead and be draped over the outside of the walls. So Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda again, who held that the boards would taper off towards the top, Migalya Amma da Adonim. So only the Amma of the Adonim was left exposed. Rabbi Nechemiah, but according to Rabbi Nechemiah, who holds that the boards were as thick and Amma wide on the top and the bottom, Migalya Amma de Krashim. So the Amma of the boards was also left exposed because it wouldn't fold over, it would stand out and protrude, and that's why there was an extra Amma of the boards that were also left exposed. So we just see that these psukim play themselves out differently according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah. Now the Gemara goes and discusses more about this machlokas and the ramifications that would impact the Shiloh when talking about the western wall of the Mishkan. So Shaday Pusayhu Lorkan the Mishkan. So now if we put the combined widths of the panels across the length of the Mishkan, Kamahavi, so how much was the width? Arba in, it was 40 amos wide. Dal Tlasim Leigra, so now subtract 30 for the roof of the inner length of the Mishkan. Pashaluhu Asar. So now we're left with 10 amos of the curtain that could be draped over this western wall. Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mikasi Amma Da'adonim. So even the Amma of the adonim of the sockets was covered because, again, it was tapered off towards the top, so it was fully able to cover and go over. Rabbi Nechemiah, but according to Rabbi Nechemiah, you said that it was just as thick on top as it was on bottom. Migalia amma de adonim. So over here, you lose an amma because of the overhang, because it sticks out and protrudes, so it's going to, again, play itself out differently depending on who you hold, like whether like Rabbi Huda or Rabbi Nechemiah. Now the Pasuk went on and told us more about the calculations for the covering of the Mishkan. So the Pasuk tells us, and you shall make panels of goat hair for a tent that was spread over the Mishkan. 11 of these panels you should make. So Orech Hayiriyah Ha'acha Shloshim Ba'ama V'gomer. And the length of one of these panels was 30 amos, and the width was 4 amos. And again, we said there are 11 of them. So what does this give us? This gives us something which is 30 by 44 amos. Today, or kayu lupusyon de mishkas. Now, put the lengths of these panels. How much is it? Kamahavya. So how much is the length of this entire thing? Plus, and so it's 30 amos. Dal asar leigra. So now subtract 10 of that from the roof of the Mishkan. So pashaluhu asar lahagisa. V'asar lahagisa. Now you're left with 10 amos spread over each of the sides. Rabbi Yehuda mikasya amma da'adonim. Rabbi Nechemiah migalya amma da'adonim. So over here, again, we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the amma of the sockets was going to be covered of the adonim, because again, the top was tapered off, it was only like an etzba, so everything would go fully over and be fully covered. According to Rabbi Nechemiah, who says that it's an amma thick on top also, it would protrude, and there would be an amma left uncovered by the adonim. Tanina Mihalchi, we have a brisa that supports this. The Pasuk tells us that the amma on this side and the amma on that side, in excess of the length of the panels of the tent, shall drape over this Mishkan cover on this side and to cover it on that side. So lachasos amma shel adonim, this means that to cover the amma of the sockets that were left exposed by that first covering, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what it's talking about, because again, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that it would be covered because it tapers off towards the top and therefore it can be fully covered. Rabbi Nechemiah disagrees. He says lachasos amma shel krushim. What it's talking about is to cover the amma of the krushim of the boards above the socket, which were left exposed when it was first covered, because again, it would protrude out, so therefore it was left exposed at that point. Now the Gemara continues its discussion about how this cover would cover the Mishkan's western wall. So Shadei Pusai Lorki de Mishkan. So now put the combined widths of these 11 panels across the Mishkan. So Kamahavi. So how much was the width? Arba inva arba. We said there were 11 of these panels and there were each 4 amos. So that is 44 amos wide. Dal plus and leigra. So now subtract 30 for the roof of the Mishkan. Pashalu arba surei. So now we are left with 14 because you have 44 minus 30. Dal tarte le kafla. So now subtract another 2 amos for the fold of the eastern part of the Mishkan. Dixiv chafalta sayiria hashishis amul pnei ol, because the pasuk has said that you shall fold the sixth panel over the face of the entire ol. Pashalu tarte sirei. Now we're left with only 12 amos of the tent hanging over the western wall of the Mishkan. So bishlam al Rabbi Yudas. Now this makes sense according to Rabbi Yudah, who holds again that it tapers off towards the top. Hainu dixiv chatzi hayiria haudefes tisrach, because now the pasuk which says that half the extra panel shall drape over the back of the Mishkan. So that makes sense according to him, because there's going to be this extra drape, because again, it's thinner on top, and therefore it fully goes over the corner on top. So that's why it says that. But according to Rabbi Nechemiah, my tisrach, so what does it mean that it should drape on the ground? Only one of the amas are going to be extra, because again, it protrudes out, because Rabbi Nechemiah holds that it's just as thick on top as it is on bottom, and therefore it wouldn't drape on the ground, because it is protruding at that side. So how would Rabbi Nechemiah explain what tisrach is? Rather, he would say, tisrach me chavroseha. Rather, what it means is that it's just draped beyond where the rest of them are draped, so it doesn't necessarily mean that it's hanging on the ground. It just means that comparatively, it is further down, which it would be anyway. Now the Gemara goes and just quotes a brisa that talks about this excess covering of the tent that was draped. So Tanan de Rabbi Yishmael lo ma Mishkan dome. So to what is the Mishkan? Similarly, Isha Shemalechas Bashuk. It's like a woman who's going in the street. Vishipulei Mahalchen Acharei, and her train is trailing behind her, meaning it's like a kali. You know, they have that very long dress. So that's what it was like in the Mishkan, that it was draping on the floor. This is Daf Tzadi Chesem Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.